Hello and welcome to News 24 On Air, our live audio service. I'm Mihlali Ntsabo. Police are searching for a man who was seen walking away from the secluded area of the running track where the body of Joburg teacher Kirsten Klaits was found in October. Klaits was reportedly raped and strangled to death at a running event in Sandton. According to sources News 24 spoke to, the man was seen leaving the Sandton Sports Club in Parkmore wearing a blue t-shirt. Police say the community is now living in fear and have safety concerns as well, as Klaits's murder took place in one of the most sought-after areas in Johannesburg. Joining us now in studio is Alex Patrick, Metro reporter at News 24, to give us the latest on the case. Alex, thank you for joining us. A very tragic story indeed. You've been following it the moment it made its way to the public. Tell us what we know so far regarding the circumstances around Kirsten's death.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry about the circumstances of this conversation. Yes, so as you said, it is one of the most sought after areas in Johannesburg. It is a gated community in Sandton. It's an upmarket community. Every in and out road has a CCTV camera. You've got guards everywhere. And the Sandton Sports Club, where this incident took place, is also heavily guarded. There's CCTV cameras in there. It's actually surrounded by a non-scalable fence. One would think that you were safe to run there. So this incident happened on the 29th of October. It was the morning after the Boks won the Rugby World Cup. So it's usually very, very well attended. But this morning and after the celebrations, there were eight people, including Kirsten Klaits. She is a walker, not a runner, but a regular at this event.
Okay.
So she was doing the 5K, which means four loops around the trail. And we're not sure how many loops she managed to get through, but we know from our sources, which include police and runners and people who were there on the day, because it was very, the restaurant there is open at 7. So people everywhere, you know? So we know that she started off at 7:30. So she was doing this My Run event, which is weekly on a Sunday, and runners get a tag. So it kind of times you when you tag out. So that's when you leave the course and you come back in and you tag in. So it gives you your time. And that's also how they knew that she hadn't come back. So 9 o'clock is when the event ends. And her fellow runners went to go and look for her because they hadn't seen her come back. And it's 9 o'clock and, you know, wondering where she is. And so from there, we have to kind of piece together from witnesses what happened. I know that they found the keys on her car keys on the path. And that's what caused them to look around in the area and unfortunately discover her body.
Right. And, you know, as you've mentioned, it's very even more scarier, the fact that it took place in an area that's typically considered to be a very secure area. It's in Sandton. And the association typically is that because it's in Sandton, one would assume that it's probably extra safe. I also believe that the area is a gated community as well, and there potentially could be CCTV footage that could help police in their investigation in tracking down the man who was seen in a blue t-shirt.
Yes, so that's exactly it. And we know that police are combing through all of those images. Right where the attack happened is a camera that faces an outside gate. We know that police have that footage, and 50 meters from where she was snatched and pulled down a bank is a Vodacom tower, and that also has CCTV images. So police have told us that they're busy combing through that, and that's how we know that they're looking for this man wearing a blue t-shirt.
And speaking of police investigation, what do we know so far about the progress that they've made?
They don't have anybody in custody at the moment. We know that they they've spoken to a few witnesses. I know at the weekend they spoke to some of the witnesses that we had previously spoken to, but they don't have a name. They don't have anybody in custody yet.
And finally, Alex, as one would imagine, that Kristen's family is extremely distraught and devastated by this tragic passing and gruesome killing of their loved one. Have you managed to get a hold of them, speak to them, to hear how they're feeling about police progress and tracking down the culprit and also just losing their loved one?
So we have managed to get hold of them, and we are in talks with them, and we do let them know when we are going to publish. But the family is devastated, and they are not speaking at the moment about what happened.
Right. Alex Patrick, Metro reporter at News 24. To read up on the full story, do visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.